Let's review. The Air Force held so-called scoping meetings in August of last year, followed by town hall meetings in December of 2013 in Milton and Apalachicola. At the Milton Town Hall, Pensacola resident Patricia Edmiston was one of several who expressed fears regarding a potential increase in military training in the state parks.
We need to provide places for these men and women to train. I'm not against that. But I think using the state parks is antithetical to the original purpose of these parks.
There were some concerns about the military being compatible with the forest users.
Mike Spates is Eglin Air Force Base Environmental Public Affairs Officer, talking about the kinds of comments received Tuesday night in Carrabelle during the first of three official public hearings.
There was some fear that the military is looking to take over, which we're not, the state forests. And then there were some noise concerns.
The hearings are designed to give residents an opportunity to find out more about and give feedback on a draft environmental impact statement, or EIS, detailing the Gulf Regional Airspace Strategic Initiative. For short, it's the Grassy Landscape Initiative. The document details a proposed action to provide Eglin's 96th test wing with additional space for training operations. John Mathers, project manager, says the EIS is divided into chapters in which the first two sections describe in great detail what non-hazard operations the military has in mind.
The types of training that are being considered for the state force at this point are overflights of different types of military aircraft, as well as driving military vehicles on the roads and some foot traffic. We are also considering doing some parachute operations and the use of some noise-generating expendables like blanks and ground burst simulators.
Additionally, Mathers says the draft EIS includes extensive analysis of the potential environmental impacts in over a dozen resource areas in the forests.
There are no significant impacts proposed. We do identify some adverse impacts that may happen should we choose to do this training, specifically for noise and land use, and as well there are other resources unimpacted.
It's important to note that the Air Force has made no decisions at this point as to what it will officially request from the Florida Forest Service, but Mathers says they already have a lot of experience at determining what training missions would be appropriate in the state forests.
I would state that, you know, we've been operating in the area, specifically on Eglin Air Force Base, for a long time, and we've got a very good record of managing the environment and recreation together, and that makes us confident that we could go forward with this proposal.
Looking at the process, the final public hearing will be held this Thursday, with June 23rd set as the deadline for public comments to be included in the final EIS, which will be completed by the end of this summer. After that, there's a 30-day waiting period before a record of decision can be signed. But even at that point, Mike Spates with Eglin Public Affairs says it's not a done deal. He explains.
The process that the Air Force is looking at is not whether or not we are going to go into the forest, it's whether or not we apply to the Forest Service to do those things. And then once we have completed our process, that's when the Forest Service will start their process.
And to date, Forest Service officials reiterate there's been no official request. To find out more and give your input, the final public hearing is this Thursday evening at the Baghdad Recreational Facility in Santa Rosa County. Doors will open at 6, with Air Force representatives to make a presentation at 6:30 and public comment to start at 7. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.